This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking. Good to be with you. Good to bring a Bible message. Today, I'm reading in Luke chapter 4. We have been in these verses the last three times, and I want to go back here today to think of something else. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This is Jesus of Nazareth in the synagogue in Nazareth on a Sabbath day with an opportunity to read the scriptures of the Old Testament. He reads from Isaiah chapter 61. These words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." We have already thought of him being anointed, him coming to preach the gospel to the poor. And we thought of how he did that by himself becoming poor so that we, through his poverty, might become rich. We also were thinking of him coming to heal the brokenhearted. And we saw how he could do that by himself, taking upon him the problems of others. He did it in his life, but ultimately in his death, when himself had that broken heart, so that we might be delivered, that our hearts, our broken hearts, could be healed. And then we also thought of him coming to proclaim liberty to the captives, how that he, as the Son, can make them free. But he himself went into that captivity when he was on the cross to set free those who are held by sin. And today we are coming on to the next point where it says recovery of sight to the blind. Blindness is darkness, those who have no light in their eyes. And we read very early in our Bibles, it's actually Genesis 1 and verse 4, how that light was separated from the darkness. And there's always been a difference between light and darkness. Light and darkness are opposites, and God made a separation of them in the beginning. And we think of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world, and there were many people who were afflicted by physical blindness. But we know in his earthly ministry that he healed many who were physically blind, and he could heal them through a touch of the hand, or he could heal them just through the spoken word. That's what he had to do to heal those who were physically blind. But what about those who are spiritually blind? In order to bring spiritual light, in order to bring eternal light into the hearts, into the lives of those who are in spiritual darkness, it was more than speaking a word. It was more than a touch of his hand. He came here as the light of the world. We read in John 8 and verse 12, he said, "I am the light of the world." He had previously been in the light of heaven with God. Paul, as he writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 16, says that God dwells in unapproachable light. The dwelling place of God in heaven, God there, Christ also being there. But Christ came from that place of unapproachable light, and he came into this world. He came as the light of the world. And he said, "He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And he brought much blessing and much healing to those who were in the dark, physically speaking. But we think of him going to Golgotha. And we remember that there were a time of 6 hours on the cross. And from the 12th hour, that is from about 3 o'clock from the 6th hour to the 9th hour, 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we read that there was a darkness, a unique darkness. Now, we know that at that time of the day, that's normally a time of light. It's not dark. It's not midnight at that time of the day. But on this day at Calvary, it was different. There was darkness over the whole land. And he went into that darkness of Golgotha. And out of that darkness, he called, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But he endured that darkness right until the end. Right until, with triumph, he said, it is finished. And then he died. He died for sins, not his own, for he had none. He died for the sins of others, and he was buried. But he rose again. And he went through the whole experience. He went through the experience of the darkness of Golgotha, that we who are in spiritual darkness and of our sins will never be forgiven, then we will remain in darkness eternally. But he came that we who are in the darkness could be brought into the light. Now we know that the evil one, he's called the God of this world in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, and is the devil himself. It says that he doesn't want the light to shine in. And what is the light? It's the light of the gospel. And the word gospel means good news. He doesn't want the light of the good news to shine into our hearts. He doesn't want this good news message to be proclaimed to the world. He doesn't want us to hear the good news message. Why is that? He doesn't want us to come out of the darkness into the light. And so we read in that verse that he blinds the minds of the unbelievers, lest, and so that the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ would shine in, that people would be saved. But the light shines. The light of the gospel, we can thank God, is still shining today. And here's another wonderful opportunity today, as the light of the gospel shines, that we can leave the darkness of sin, and we can come into the light of forgiveness, the light of salvation, the light of eternal life. And we read about the Christians in the New Testament. Paul wrote to the Christians at Ephesus, and in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, he says to them, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." You were in the dark, and he says you were darkness, but no more. You've left that realm behind, and now you are light in the Lord. And then he adds, walk as children of light. Christ is the light of the world, and those who are Christians, true Christians, are also light in the world and have responsibility to walk. And the word walk in the New Testament has the idea of living our lives day by day, the things that we do, the places that we go day by day. He says, walk as children of light. Be a light influence in the things that you do wherever you go, so that you might shine the light of Christ, you might shine the light of the gospel, so that others also can come out of the darkness and into God's marvelous light. And we think of the city of light and the bright heaven of light, which will be eternal. And they don't need any artificial light there. They don't even need the light of the sun or of the moon, because we read that the Lamb is the light of that place, and Christ is the Lamb of God. What a wonderful person is the Lord Jesus Christ, and what wonderful blessings come to all those who trust in him. Thank you for listening today. If you would like to contact me, you can do it via email. My address is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.